glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, and that was Psalm 27:1, a special verse of one of my studio guests here, Pastor Silas Johnson. He serves at the Calvary Baptist Church, and in just a moment I'm going to have Doug Reihard share a few remarks about Pastor Silas, because he knows him and he lives in the community, and he also serves on the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance, which I also have the privilege of serving on. But it's going to be a Testimony Tuesday. But first, before we get into a special Thanksgiving program that's happening this Sunday at 4 p.m., we're still in the afterglow of our event this past Saturday, the audience of one at the Virginia Theater. You'll probably be hearing bits and pieces and recaps over the coming month or two, but God showed up in supernatural, special ways, blessed all of us, and it was wonderful to gather as one people of God, lifting high the name of Jesus, worshiping and praising him. And that's what God's all about, unifying us, bringing us together, helping us shed some of the maybe denominational barriers or things that keep us apart so that we can be unified in Christ and be that witness in the world, black and white and Asian, Hispanic, all people that love Jesus, coming together, showing the world that God is love, and in him, perfect love is exhibited. So that happened this past Saturday, and we look for future opportunities into the future. And one is happening here in Springfield on Sunday, this Sunday, the 19th at 4 p.m. at St. John's AME Church, 1529 East Capitol Avenue. So we'll be talking a little about that and also some of Pastor Silas Johnson's faith journey and testimony. But Doug, you've known Pastor Silas for a period of time. How about doing a shout out or two about him?
It's a pleasure to be friends with Silas Johnson. He's the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church here in town for 39 years. Very involved in the community, many different boards, and Nehemiah Expansion is a great housing program here in town. And most of all, we want to invite the community to a Thanksgiving service. And Pastor Silas is the chairperson to organize this program, and all the community is invited to attend with us. So it's quite a joy to be here together with you today, Silas, and sharing this information with our listening friends.
Thank you, Doug and Mark, for inviting me to be a part of this great program. Our heart is humble, and our spirit is glad that we can share with individuals around the Springfield area and vicinity about the great Thanksgiving program coming up. We want to take this opportunity, if you will, to invite anybody and everybody that loves Jesus. And even if you do not know Jesus, we want to invite you to be a part of this program, because this is the season that we can share our thanks from where God had brought us from.
Now, you were pretty excited about some of the speakers and the program itself. It's going to go basically from about 4 o'clock to maybe 6 p.m. Walk us through what would people expect if they show up.
I myself will be what they call the coordinator or the pulpit conductor, which we will introduce all our guests, our speaker, Pastor Keith Hamilton, the pastor of Capital City Church of God. He's new here in Springfield. I asked him when he came, you know, he came from a good, warm climate to a climate here in Springfield. And his choir will be rendering the music. How great that is. His choir will be rendering the music. And we have other pastors that are assigned to different duties, one to pray, one to give some remarks, and our president. he would be there to do a lot of things that need to be done.
Is that Bishop Franklin?
That's Bishop Franklin. Mm-hmm. And then we also are so grateful to Pastor Heron for allowing us to use St. John AME Church. And it's a great facility, a new facility. Matter of fact, just a shout out to Pastor Heron and give her God blessing, because they just about a couple of months ago paid off their new building. Mm. And how exciting that is to be a part of that great thing. So we are here with such excitement about this Thanksgiving service, about the time to worship God and praise God for what he have done. Matter of fact, the theme is praising God for what he have done. And that's what we want to do. We want to sing, we want to shout, we want to say hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We just want to lift our hands to the glory of God.
Now, I know, Doug, you had a real passion because last Thursday at our Businessmen in Christ luncheon, you said, let's pack that hall, let's fill up the church, let's bring diversity. And you were our MC at our worship service some months back where the singing men sang, and we had the Calvary Academy Choir, and it was a glorious event bringing different denominations, churches represented, and that's, again, your hope, and I think the Ministerial Alliance's hope for this coming Sunday.
Yes, this is a community event, and it's outreach, and all are welcome. So I hope you mark your calendar for Sunday, November 19th at 4 o'clock, and the location is 1529 East Capitol, St. John AME Church, and Lord willing, we'll have a great turnout, and we'll prepare our hearts for Thanksgiving that will be coming up. I know that Silas has put a great program together with several speakers and the worship music that's planned for this, and that it would just be a fellowship of all of us celebrating together. And thank you, Silas, because you've done this for many, many years, actually.
Matter of fact, since you said that, I think this is my fourth around the block, if you allow me to say it, with presidents. After I moved from president, there's four other pastors, I believe, that have served as president, and I've served in the role of the chair, which I think is a great role, and I appreciate them for entrusting me to pull all this together.
And that's happening this Sunday, so it's the 19th, 4 p.m. at the St. John AME Church here in Springfield, 1529 East Capitol Avenue. And this is the first time we're using, this is a new studio we put into the WLUJ building just a week ago. So this is our first ever broadcast where I have these two friends here in the studio. So that will be posted at our website, greatnewsradio.org, also on the Facebook page, WLUJ Radio and Great News Radio, the Facebook page. You'll see a portion of this new studio set up here, but we're excited about this to bring all the people together with the theme Praising God during this season of Thanksgiving. So it's this Sunday, the 19th, 4 p.m. at St. John AME Church. Now, Pastor Silas, I'd be remiss if we didn't do a shout out for Miss Loretta, married 44 years. What's your secret?
Know when to hold them and when to fold them. That's the great secret. But our secret is to love each other, respect each other, and learn to give her the respect that she needs. Mm. And she give me the respect you need. And love each other for who we are and not try to change one another. Mm-hmm. And we've been married so long, sometimes I think we think alike, we act alike. Mm-hmm. But from this marriage, God has given us 3 sons and 10 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. The name Johnson will go on for a long period of time, we pray. So we're just excited about being married, being excited. A happy marriage, happy life.
And what would you say is one of Loretta's greatest strengths or abilities that have really helped you both in your ministry pursuits?
Matter of fact, one of her greatest ability is to support her husband, and supporting her husband, I in turn support her. As a matter of fact, she's an author of a book which is called Something Goes Wrong in the War Doll Kitchen, which is a children's book. She read it to over 500 students in Springfield. I know you can find it in bookstores all over. So she tells me every once in a while now, My name is Arthur Loretta Johnson.
Good for the First Lady. We yes. appreciate her. Now, we began the program reading from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Talk about this verse.
Well, that verse to me is one that helps me through a lot of situations. Mm. As you know, God have allowed us to stay in one location for 39 years, and you really need a stronghold. You really need a light. You really need to keep focus on something that is stronger than you. And that's been one of my verses that I could lean on, I could depend on. And there's another song that really, really have kept me through these last few years. And that song is One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. Mm-hmm. And whenever I get burdened down and don't know what tomorrow going to hold, don't know what to do, I just start praying, Lord, one day at a time. Mm-hmm. If I can make it through this day, then tomorrow will take care of itself. Mm-hmm. So that's what that verse means to me.
And talk a little about the Lord is my light and my salvation, because we may have some listeners, I'm sure we do, with our 19 frequencies and some of them between rock and roll stations. I say this oftentimes. People are scanning the dial. Some don't know anything about salvation or have maybe never experienced or heard that God loves them, that He cares. So share a little on this Testimony Tuesday, some of your own salvation story, and paint that picture of hope for those that don't know that God loves them.
I'm glad to, because I'm a PK kid. That's a PK kid, a preacher's kid. We have always been in the church and around the church. But even though sometimes you're in the church, around the church, but it's Christ in you. It took me some time to learn the difference. Well, whether I was born again or whether I was just there because my dad said I got to be there, mm-hmm. my mom said, but when I really came to the experience that I accept Christ in my heart and that I believe that He died, that He buried, and that He is the Son of the living God, that put a total change in my entire life. There may be someone out there who really think they're in the church, but they're not in Christ. Mm-hmm. Somebody out there may think that just by going to church, I'm saved. But salvation is a personal experience with the Lord on your own. Nobody else can answer for it. And there's nothing like it. I mean, absolutely nothing like it. The feeling is great. The communication is great. And you could call him anytime, day or night. I used to hear the mothers of the church saying that. You can call him in the morning, call him at night. I used to hear him say that. I heard them say that. But now, with my years of walking with the Lord and being in the ministry right at 50 years, after being in the ministry right at 50 years as a preacher, I know what it means to be saved. Yeah. Satan makes you say in your own heart, sometimes there's some things come up in your life, some things moved in your life, ask you, are you really saved? But salvation is not always a feeling. Salvation is knowing that you do know who God is and what God can do.
Yeah, it's like that conscious decision that you make.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. It's a conscious decision that you make in your life. Mm-hmm. And when you make it, stick to it. Stick to it. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's always going to be good, and that would be a false perception. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, but you do know where you are headed to. It's kind of like driving down a 55 highway. You got some bumps, you got some hills, you got some ups, and you got some downs, but you do know where you're on your way to. And so you just keep driving, keep walking, keep looking, keep talking.
I've known Pastor Silas for a lot of years, and I've been in his church many times, and they love Jesus at Calvary, and they just do great work for the Lord in our community, and just a joy to see them live out their faith.
That's the voice of Doug Ryherd. He serves on our radio board, lives in the greater Springfield area. Appreciated you serving, Doug, for the last few months on our board, one of our newer members. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, wluj.org. But joining me in the studio is Doug Ryherd and Pastor Silas Johnson. And he's serving as the current program chairman for this special Thanksgiving service coming up this Sunday. So if you don't have plans in the afternoon, it'll go from about 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 19th, this Sunday. It's going to be held at St. John's AME Church, 1529 East Capitol Avenue here in Springfield. So drive in, and maybe you don't have a church home, and this might be your first experience. I think you'll be blessed, you'll be encouraged, you'll be hugged, and you'll find yourself being loved on, because they will proclaim this God who cares, who created you with value, with a purpose. You have meaning in your life. You may feel discouraged today. Well, maybe this will be the pick-me-up that God uses to help introduce you to His Son Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that's happening this Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. John's AME Church in Springfield. Well, Pastor Silas, I want to go back to this verse, because I'm sure many have loved Psalm 27 and the Lord is my light and my salvation. So we've talked about that faith journey, coming to the point where we recognize ourselves as sinners in need of salvation, in need of a Savior. But then it goes on to say, the Lord is my stronghold, of whom shall I be afraid? And you were touching on that, that you can have confidence as a follower of Jesus because Jesus walks with you. And He can order your steps, and we've been equipped with the Holy Spirit to bring conviction and hope and insight into the Scriptures. But it says, of whom shall I be afraid? And I love that you also clarified, yes, there can be times that we're fearful, that we're discouraged, that we're confused, we don't understand God's role. And so there can be times when we can be maybe a little bit afraid, but talk about ultimately, because of the great God we serve, we don't have to be afraid.
Matter of fact, as you look at that verse, and if you drop to verse 2, it will let you know that when you say, whom shall I fear? It says that when evildoers come upon me to devour my flesh, when my foes, my enemies, want to see me fall. And in all of this happening, he said, then depend upon the Lord, and He will be there. And I believe in the last part of that psalm, it said, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart be courage. Wait on the Lord. And that's the secret to the whole verse. Wait on God for anything and everything that needs to be done, and you'll find yourself coming out victoriously in the Lord.
Yeah, I think the assignment for all of us today is read through Psalm 27. I'm looking at just verse 4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. And so many other great verses throughout this. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foe, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. And this is the closing verses you just mentioned. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And that's maybe an assignment, maybe a hope, maybe an encouragement for us all. There are times that we have to wait. There are times that seem uncertain, or it's cloudy, or there's confusion. But just wait patiently on God. He's at work. He loves you. He cares for you. He will pave a way. What's that verse about? Lord, order my steps this day. That's a way that we can pray.
Order my steps in the Lord. Yes, order. And to help conclude this, your steps, my steps, anybody's steps need to be ordered by the Lord. And if God order your steps, then you will not go wrong. You may not see it, but you will not go wrong. So that's our encouragement. Wait, I say, upon the Lord.
Amen.
All right, listening friend. Well, if you want to learn about this great God that loves you in a special Thanksgiving service, it's happening this Sunday, 4 p.m. at St. John's AME Church in Springfield, located at 1529 East Capitol Avenue. Come join us basically 4 to 6 p.m. for a special Thanksgiving service. Pastor Silas, how about closing our time in prayer, praying for those that maybe don't know the Lord Jesus yet, to the senior saint that should just be encouraged and end well because of their faithfulness and trust in Jesus.
Thank you. God our God, Lord our Lord, our King our King, our hope our hope. Lord, we now stop for a moment to ask you to help those who have been on this journey for a while to keep the faith, keep the sight. Help them to keep their eyes stayed on you. Then, Lord, there are some that have not found their way yet. Guide them. Be that light set ahead that they might see their way, they might understand. And help us to live so that others may see you in us. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, listening friend, for being a part of today's broadcast, and I hope to see you out this Sunday, the 19th, 4 p.m. at St. John's AME Church in Springfield, 1529 East Capitol Avenue, for a special Thanksgiving service. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Doug Reichard, and Pastor Silas Johnson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Oh, show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yes. Show me the way one day at a time.